Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show on Sunday here. Beautiful day in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Well, some stations probably play the show someday other than Sunday, whatever it is, wherever you are. Welcome. For those of you who didn't get up at the right time this morning, I got a note that some people were calling in an hour ago thinking that the time had not changed, but it did. It's just after 8 o'clock here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so if you haven't changed your clocks, you need to do so. Glad you're with us. We have 3 hours, as we always do here. Those of you whose radio stations don't carry all 3 hours, we also stream the show live on dirtdoctor.com while we're broadcasting, and then it's also put in the archives, and you can listen to past shows or this one sometime tomorrow, I guess. Telephone number to be with me to talk about whatever, and we've got a lot of subjects to get into today, is 866-444-DIRT, 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company. Got my Munster hat on this morning. You might notice, those of you that are members and watching. Munster Natural dog food and cat food made up in Munster, Texas, near the Red River here in North Texas. Wonderful, wonderful product. No chemical preservatives. Extremely high-quality dry dog food. And if you haven't tried it for your pets, you need to. No, it's not available in every state out there, but is available mail order, and certainly like to help anybody get it into the stores wherever you are. MunsterMilling.com is the website for more information. It's M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R, MunsterMilling.com. Those of you watching, this is the cutest dog I think I've ever gotten to tell you about. I'll start with the bad news from last week and the week before. We didn't help the dogs, and so you need to go to dirtdoctor.com, go to the SPCA button there, and check out Alfie, who's still waiting for a home, and Baxter, who is still waiting for a home. We need to help all these great dogs, but you're going to fall in love with Molly when you look at – or Dolly. When you look at her, she's the dog – this week, one-year-old female border collie spaniel mix. She's white, mostly got great ears, brown eyes, it says, delightful brown eyes, great big smile. Small dog, 23 pounds, perfect for just about anyone. Dolly prefers a home without young children. Apparently, they had some experience with young kids scaring her, I guess, but she is a doll. So check her out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. She's at the SPCA in Dallas here, I-30 and Hampton Road. Check her out on the website and check her out in person. She looks like a great find for somebody to snap up. My tea is pretty good this morning. Some of the usual stuff, yerba mate. Mate is the base. And turmeric and cinnamon and honey. Lots of honey from the Texas Honeybee Guild, our local honeybee people. Maintain the hives at our office, and it's a wonderful product that I recommend you look into as well. Texas Honeybee Guild. The rest of the week, a couple of things in the news I need to talk about a little bit. One of them, I want to read it a little more carefully, and then we'll talk about it later as I can work it in. But apparently in England, they are about to ban the use of peat moss in horticulture. And there's a celebrity gardener-type guy there by the name of Bob Flowerdew. And he's opposing it. He's claiming he's going to defy the new law or edict or whatever it is and continue to use peat moss. We'll look into that. Those of you that are new listening to me, I don't recommend the use of peat moss. I think it's too expensive, and I think that compost is a lot better. And It is an environmental problem as well, and that's their main objection apparently in Britain and the reason they are banning it. But let me read that and get a little more detail, and then we'll talk about it more in a little bit. I'm going to be at an event next week I want to tell you about. I'd love for you to come by and see us, and it's a good one. It's the Northeast Texas Community College Living from the Ground Up. I was the keynote speaker at the first event there last year and will be again this year. It's at the it's next Saturday, November the 10th, and you can get more information on their website, and I'm sure we'll have a link if we don't already on dirtdoctor.com. But it's over in East Texas. It's the Northeast Texas Community College. It's near... It's kind of between Pittsburgh and Mount Pleasant and Dangerfield, where it is over there. It does cost a little bit, $50, but there's some meals included in the thing, and I think you'll find it to be really good. The conference is designed to provide those interested in producing income from their small acreage a chance to learn from area veteran producers that are already running small farms and sustainable agricultural operations. They're going to be sharing their experience and giving you a lot of details. I'm going to talk about our research and our work on projects since the last time I talked over there, and talk about some of the new techniques and products that we recommend. We continue to run into things that work more efficiently and at a better price, and that's what it's all about. This conference is about how people can be successful. And part of that success is being profitable in what you do, or if you're just a homeowner or trying to maintain your own place, doing it in a practical way so it's cost effective. Let's see what else I can tell you about this little event over there. It's really an interesting college. It's fairly new. One of the things that is there besides the horticultural part of it is that they have an automotive department. And it's called the Carroll Shelby Automotive Department or something along those lines. And it is pretty cool. One of the things that the students get to do is build a Shelby. And you can learn about that while you're there, too. If you're into cars, it's worth the effort just to go and see that. A special track has been added this year, designed for those who have never planted a garden and want to make use of their land, whether that encompasses a small backyard or a small acreage. The agenda features three tracks: sustainable agriculture, backyard homesteading, and farming for a profit for all levels of energy. Again, we'll have a link to this, but you can go to the website and check it all out, too. For those of you who don't do computer, let me give you a phone number here in just a second. But again, registration fees for this Living from the Ground Up are $50 for materials and the meals. A continental breakfast is included, and then a stew and cornbread lunch will be served. Sounds good in both cases. Seating is limited, so please register early, they suggest. This event will include hands-on demonstrations, presentations of sustainable agriculture, tours of agricultural facilities, farm projects, cooking demonstrations, vendor booths, an old-timey seed swap. That's interesting. And lots more. The Ag Complex is located across Farm to Market 1735 from the main NTCC campus near Mount Pleasant. I guess that's the nearest town over in East Texas. You can call Lisa York. That's who you need to talk to if you want to sign up. The telephone number is 903-434-8134. Her website is L-Y-O-R-K, well, it's L York, at ntcc.edu to register for the event. So 903-434-8134, or email address is lyork, Y-O-R-K, at ntcc.edu. Let's see. Gives another phone number here, too. Contact somebody named McCracken. I'll give you that number. It's 903-434-8267. And if you're not tired of writing stuff down yet, one more email address. It's easy to remember. It's agriculture@ntcc.edu. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to have a visitor today, looks like, as well, talking about getting toxins out of your body. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT-3478. I'll be right back. One of the places you can go to buy crazy water is at the Crazy Water Store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase crazy water and many related products. Crazy water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Doctor of Heroes Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got a bunch of people already calling in. Matt, I think somebody dropped off. Okay, well, Marvin, if you call back, we'll try to work you in here. I still have a couple things to cover real quick, and then we'll go right to the phones. And then we're going to visit with Marty Whittakin this morning and talk about detoxing the body and have a guest by phone. Got all kinds of things going on here. To be on board, it's 866-444-3478. Matt, do I need to talk to Trop on the air or off the air? Okay. All right. And even Tropical John is with us this morning, so we'll get into all that. First thing, though, those of you in California, I need to talk to you. Those of you who have friends in or family in California, those of you who just want to help with something that's very important that's going to happen Tuesday, besides the big election, there's something else going on. And that is a vote on Proposition 37 in California. It's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. There's an enormous amount of money being spent out there to beat this thing. What it's about is whether genetically modified food should be identified on the label. Prop 37 is for it to be come the law, I guess, in California. This will be the first place it has ever happened, so that's one of the reasons why it's such a big deal. So voting yes for Proposition 37 would make it mandatory to identify genetically modified food in the grocery stores on the label. The opposition, I was a little curious about the opposition, why it's so strong. I understand that the people that are into genetic modification or in that industry would be opposing it, and they're the ones putting up all the money. But a lot of the politicians are getting on that side, and I'm sure that's related to money as well. They're saying that it would create basically a new tax, because it would cost to implement this, there would be lawsuits involved, and yada, yada, yada. What they're afraid of is that if people can see on the label that a food has a genetically modified ingredients in it, that people won't buy it. And that's probably right. That's exactly what we're trying to get to. So you can look it up and see there's several websites that are on both sides, the pro and the against, and the voting for the thing. I recommend highly those of you in California, probably a lot of you listening are already on board. If you want to talk about it, that's fine. If anybody wants to call in and discuss why it's such a bad idea, I don't mind that either. Give me a call and we'll chat about it. But I think that all food should be labeled properly, where it comes from. That's another whole other issue. And then whether it has GMOs in it or not. It's Proposition 37 in California be voted on with the big election Tuesday. So check that out. The other thing, let's see, that I need to tell you, I'm going to do the Pete story later. Well, let's just see what is up with Trop first thing. Hey, Trop.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, if you want a little roundup with your cornflakes in the morning, it should be on the label.
That's right.
I just wanted to call in. I'm actually on my way to Flagpole Hill at White Rock Lake for Operation Kindness Dog Day afternoon. So the Metroplex listeners that are interested in getting samples of Munster Natural Dog Food are kind of come up there and see me up there. There'll be pet adoptions from 11 to 3 today at Flagpole Hill. A lot of stuff going on in the Metroplex today, but we're pretty excited about being up there. This is actually put on by Pet Supplies Plus, which is where you now can find Munster in all of their stores. And they've got 7 locations throughout the Metroplex area. So.
Okay, great. That's good news.
But, yes. And
looks like so, you got a good day for your event, so good luck with it. And I'm tied up all day. I won't be coming by, but tell everybody I said hi.
I will do it. Yeah, 4 inches of rain last night in Rockwall. We got quite the storm out there.
It seemed good.
To settle right in on top of us, and we had sent you pictures of that magnolia, 6-inch magnolia. We had to cut a few roots because I couldn't tear up the lady's entire front yard. But to get that thing in the truck with just 3 guys, we basically took off 75% of the soil, mm-hmm. helped that guy, Garrett Juice, and Thrive. And so far, knock on wood, it hasn't missed a lick.
Well, good. I'll have to see that, and we'll get a link to it on the site.
You got it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. See you later. That's Tropical John talking about Munster Natural. It brings you this first hour. Let's get caught up with a few more people. Catherine in Ennis, Texas, next up. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
I had a question. I moved to a new little duplex, and it's got a small backyard, but it hasn't been maintained, and the trees have gone without water so much that their roots are on the top. So I wanted to get rid of all the weeds because even after 3 really, really good rains, there's no grass. There's nothing but weeds. So how can I start over kind of naturally, maybe chemical-free?
Do you know what kind of trees you have there, Catherine?
I don't. I've been trying to research them. One of them is really weird. It looks like it has scales on it.
Okay. Well, if you can take some pictures with your phone or some kind of digital camera, send it to us. Info@dirtdoctor.com and show me the ground and the trees and the whole thing. I'll be able to give you a better answer.
Okay.
But in general, what I recommend to folks is to put out dry molasses right now. It's the best time to do that, and especially in your situation, that'd be perfect. And then spray the trees and the ground with this mixture called Garrett Juice, and the formula is on dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
I'll talk to you just a little bit more off the air because I've got to run for a minute, and I'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano is scheduled to visit New Jersey today as the state tries to get back on its feet after the superstorm. About 1 million customers are still in the dark. The finish line is in sight for the presidential candidates as they campaign almost nonstop these last 2 days before the big vote Tuesday. President Obama is mobilizing a massive get-out-the-vote effort. Republican Mitt Romney making a late play for votes in Pennsylvania. Not to be lost in the race for the White House is the contests taking place for control of the House and Senate. Democrats retain optimism they will narrowly hold their Senate majority. Republicans expect to hold on to the House, though they may lose a few seats. And authorities say an Atlanta police helicopter with 2 officers on board crashed last night, killing both occupants. They were searching for a missing boy. This is SRN News.
Would you like to make $500 a month writing songs?
Would you like to be mentored by Grammy Award-winning songwriter Laura Story?
Enter the 2012 Create Songwriter Search today and be paid $500 a month to write songs and meet the top Christian publishers.
Hey, this is Laura Story, and I can't wait to hear your songs and have dinner with you. I'd love to answer your questions about songwriting. So if you're an aspiring songwriter and you've dreamed about being a professional songwriter, enter the Create Songwriter Search today.
The winner will also receive a three-month writer development deal with songwriting coach and former publishing head Cindy Wilt Colville.
If you've dreamed of being paid to write songs, enter the Create Songwriter Search today.
The deadline is approaching soon, so get your best songs and enter the Create Songwriter Search today.
This could be the year your dream of being paid to write songs comes true. Enter the Create Songwriter Search today at todayschristianmusic.com. That's todayschristianmusic.com. todayschristianmusic.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The first regular season game by a major sports team in Brooklyn since the Dodgers left in 1957. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Toronto Raptors 107-100 Saturday in the first contest played at Barclays Center. That's Coach Avery Johnson.
This was a special night. I am so thrilled to be a part of it. In some ways, we tried to downplay it, but this night meant a whole lot to a lot of people.
Ray Allen had a four-point play with 6.7 seconds left that put Miami ahead for good in a 119-116 win over Denver. Paul Pierce's 27 points helped the Celtics beat the Wizards 89-86 for their first win of the season. Playing without top draft pick Anthony Davis, who was nursing a mild concussion, New Orleans surprised Chicago 89-82. Brandon Jennings hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to give Milwaukee a 105-102 win over Cleveland. Dallas down Charlotte 126-99. The Mavericks improved to 16-0 all-time against the Bobcats. This is SRN Sports. Portland went to overtime to beat Houston 95-85. Newly acquired James Harden, who had scored 37 and 45 points in his first two games with the Rockets, was held to 24 last night. Blazers coach Terry Stotts.
We need to play with that energy and that passion defensively, with that attitude.
San Antonio is 3-0 after a 110-100 win over Utah. George Hill scored 18 points, including the first four in the second overtime, to lead Indiana past Sacramento 106-98 in double overtime. Golden State beat the Clippers 114-110. NHL labor talks resumed Saturday after more than 2 weeks off and a whole lot of canceled games. Today is the 50th day of the lockout. Kevin Harvick led 127 laps and won the NASCAR nationwide race at Texas Motor Speedway for the fifth time Saturday night. Jimmy Johnson has the pole for today's Sprint Cup race at Texas Motor Speedway. Johnson is just 2 points ahead of Brad Keselowski. In the Chase standings, Keselowski qualified eighth. With us for In Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you and catching up. A lot of people apparently started calling in before the show got going this morning, and now we're trying to catch everybody up. So if you missed it, today is 1 hour later than you might think it is, so you may need to adjust your clocks there. Next up is Susan in Gun Barrel City. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Howard. I have a project feeder watch coming up. It started at November the 1st, but birds aren't coming to my feeder, and I don't know why.
Project Feeder Watch, what is that all about?
It's a Cornell Lab study where you count the species of birds two or three times a day.
Okay.
To get some kind of count for them.
Well, the only it could be weather related, Susan, but probably what it is that we deal with this a little bit every year. When there is plenty of natural food, the birds tend to, you know, go out and forage that the natural sources rather than come into the bird feeders so much. And the fall is when there's an awful lot of seed available out there, you know, and so that may be what the deal is. The weather has been very strange. I'm seeing the weakest fall color. Of course, we don't ever have spectacular fall color here in North Texas like people in cooler areas have, but sometimes we have some pretty decent fall color. This year, a lot of the early yellow fall color, although I saw a little bit that looked pretty good this morning, but a lot of the trees, the elms, the crepe myrtles especially, just looked terrible this year. They went from green to brown and ugly. You know, they just didn't have any fall color. And that's a weather-related thing, the weather getting real hot and then real cold. We've already had a pretty substantial frost, for example, here. And then now it's gotten hot again. So that roller coaster event with the weather may be part of it, but the other is that there's an awful lot of natural seed and food sources, berries and things like that out there for the birds. So I don't know what you can do to, you know, to change their behavior.
I've been watching birds for about 5 or 6 years now, and I've never seen it a dry spell like this. I did change out my bird feeder thinking maybe somehow it had collected mold or something, but I did not change my food. I just used a blend of wild bird food, so I guess I'll just keep watching.
Did y'all not catch any of this rain that happened last night?
We did have a pretty lightning storm and about a half an inch of rain.
Okay. I wish I knew something else. Got a lot of listeners that might have some tips, and if they call in, if you can keep listening, maybe we can throw something on the air, and if not, we'll try to make it available to people some other way.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Anybody has any ideas on that, give us a buzz. Barbara, over in my part of the world, Lakewood, what's going on?
Hello?
Hi, Barbara.
Hey. Hi there. Hey, all right, I want to see if you can help me out with this.
Okay.
I lived in my house about 17 years, and the north side of my lot, the back part of the lot, is kind of a nice natural wooded area. And about 2 years ago, I decided that I needed to remove some bamboo. And after I removed the bamboo, I started to lose trees. Now, granted, 2 years ago, the summer was, you know, really hot, and it probably wasn't a good choice to do it at that time of year. But basically what happened is my Altheas started to die.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last summer and the summer before, I've lost 22 trees. I lost a cedar elm, a ginkgo, and all of my Altheas that are the purple Altheas. And as of now, the reason why I'm calling you, I thought it was over. I just walked out, and I'm losing two more Altheas.
I assume you're in Lakewood in Dallas, or is there a Lakewood, Texas?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in Lakewood in Dallas. I'm right behind the Lakewood Theater.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you're real close to me. Tell me a little bit about your program. Are you using an organic program?
Absolutely organic. I've been organic for 9 years. I thought that maybe I had, because the way the trees die, they have leaves, okay, and then the leaves go from green to yellow, and they start to wilt on the tree.
Real fast.
Right, and then the tree dies with the leaves on it,
okay.
And you can walk out. And Altheas aren't very big. I mean, you can just take it and pull it right out of the ground, just like a rot.
Well, other than the Rose of Sharon, the Altheas, what else has died, did you say?
Lacebark elm, an 8-year-old lacebark elm, and a ginkgo biloba.
Hmm. I'm suspicious of something that could possibly be the case. Althea and lacebark elm are absolutely subject to cotton root rot. On the other hand, the cotton has never been grown in the Lakewood area, so it's rare to have that there. Do you have an automatic sprinkler system?
No, I don't. I do not. I set one up in the summer on a timer,
uh-huh.
But I'm a very minimal, you know, I water as needed.
Okay. Last time you did a fertilizer application, what'd you use?
I use, I don't know what, just the, I get it down the street here at Redentas. It's
a blend of some kind?
Yeah, the chicken,
okay.
The stinky stuff.
Well, sounds like for some reason the moisture level got to a point where it just, you know, stimulated some disease there that those two plants, lacebark elm and Althea, really are very susceptible to root rot situations like it sounds like you've had, and that rarely comes around unless there's too much moisture in the soil.
I put cornmeal, okay, I went and I covered it with cornmeal, because isn't that a natural fungicide?
It is. I have had a little bit better luck this past year on some take-all patch situations and brown patch situations and some other fungal kind of diseases with dry molasses, more so than corn. So I would suggest to you two things. First of all is get a probe, either a pipe probe, you know, the yellow fiberglass thing with rubber handles, and it's available through anybody that sells plumbing supplies or irrigation equipment or anything like that. Poor boy way to go, and I do this a lot myself, is take an old golf club and break the head off of it and use the, you know, rubber grip and then use the steel shaft as your probe. And it, let's probe as deeply as you can. You may have what's called a perched water table. And what happens there is the water goes down and hits a hard pan, and it just stays right there. And that can happen in clay soils like we have there in Lakewood. It can happen in sandy soils. If you've had some fill on the property, it's very likely that that's a possibility. And if it is a possibility, what you have to do is you have to adjust your watering back even more, and or get a rent an auger or hire a landscape contractor to auger down through that hard pan and get the area draining properly again. Because those plants wouldn't have just died if the moisture in the soil had been at a good level under an organic program. It just wouldn't have happened.
Right, right. Can I ask you, is there any kind of soil test that I can do that can test for fungus or...
I suppose there is. Texas Plant and Soil Lab, which, of course, is the soil testing lab down in Edinburgh that we recommend, they do all kinds of testing, but I'm not sure they do that specific one, Barbara.
Yeah.
It might be good for you to do a regular soil test, both at the surface, just a few inches under the ground, and then a foot in the ground, down into the ground. Send it to them just to get the chemistry and the basic stuff that they offer. And in the meantime, we'll find out if they know someone else that does some kind of disease testing. I would do my next application, whenever you're ready to do it, the dry molasses and spray the Garrett Juice Plus all over the entire place. I don't know if Redentis carries that one. So if they just have the regular Garrett Juice, do one of two things. Go get it somewhere else, or get theirs or use yours if you already have it, and add liquid fish to the mixture. That's the difference in Garrett Juice and Garrett Juice Plus.
Okay, because, my red oaks and my red buds, they're still there. And the hackberries are still there.
Well, you're giving me a very clear pattern that there's some kind of a root rot that's there, because the plants that have died are the most susceptible to that of all, those two plants.
Okay, so...
give that a shot. Probe first. Get a soil test, I would recommend highly. Cut back on your watering, possibly, which you already have done, it sounds like. But let's see if we've got an underground hidden problem we didn't know about.
Okay, well, hey, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
And I want to say hi to a friend. Marty Whitkin is here with me. You've heard Marty on my show a lot. She has her own show, and her website is radiomarty.com. Is that the right one? I never get it right. Which one to recommend? We've been talking about nutrition a lot on the last few shows, and Marty and I have been talking about heavy metals in the body and detox quite a bit over the years, and she has been involved with a product that I'm really intrigued with, and we're going to talk to you about it today. It's a device, it's a sauna that you get into, and very reasonably priced for what it does, and I think some of you will be interested in it. We're going to continue our ongoing conversations about nutrition in general, but go ahead and call in about gardening or about nutrition. We've been talking about chocolate chip cookies and things like that on the last couple of shows. I got a little update for you on my chocolate chip cookie experiments. The telephone number to be with us on any of the subjects is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And once again, Proposition 37, voting for it, which will require food folks in California to put on the label whether there is GMOs, genetically modified ingredients in the food. And I know a lot of you will say, why would you want to do something that's going to cost more money? California's going broke or has gone broke. Well, that's I agree. They've got some serious problems out there. But this isn't one that you should vote down because of that. This is one that's a health issue that really shouldn't cost anybody money except for the people that are in the GMO business. So Proposition 37, look it up. There's all kinds of websites about it, pro and con. I think that food ought to tell you, one, where it comes from, and two, whether there's genetically modified ingredients. And Marty and I will talk about that a little bit more as well. 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this. Well, you've heard me talk about the dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, for some time now, and you're going to continue to because it's the best on the market. My dogs are proof. Hannah, Carmen, and Tater wouldn't eat any other dog food. They might, but I'd have to soup it up with something that tastes really good. This dog food tastes great, and it's really good for them. There are no toxic preservatives in the product and some very high-quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One of the things I've noticed with my dogs eating Munster Natural is that they don't have any hip or joint problems, hardly ever, and that goes way back to many dogs that have eaten the Munster Natural. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling at their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product into the stores and make the customers happy, mainly making all the pets happy. There's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food. Again, that website is munstermilling.com.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with GaraJuice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Good morning, Marty Whittakin.
Good
once
morning.
Again.
Very happy to be with you.
We visit from time to time about all kinds of health issues. By the way, Priscilla is holding. Let's talk about squirrel problems. If I had a solution to squirrels, Priscilla, I would be a very wealthy person. I haven't figured that one out. If you want to hang on, we can talk about it a little bit more. But when squirrels are eating the bark off of trees, especially young plants, that is a giveaway, a dead giveaway that the plant's in stress. And so uncovering the root flare, the trunk flare, getting that above ground and doing the entire sick tree treatment is usually a way to get squirrels and other rodents from eating the bark of trees. But if you had something else to talk about, hang on and we'll get with you in just a little bit. Right now we're going to welcome a guest by the name of Phil Wilson. Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here waiting for you, enjoying all your commercials.
Okay.
Hi, Phil.
Thanks for joining us. Marty's here with me. I've seen your device that is a solution to heavy metals being removed from the body, the way I understand it, and I just wanted to learn more about the device. Marty and I both try to get people to eat as clean and healthy as possible and do some things internally to work on this issue. But I guess it's a pretty widespread spread problem that folks have toxic materials in their bodies. Is that how you got into this business?
Well, yeah, living in this world, it's very, very difficult to be free of toxins. It's just almost impossible. And we have found, you know, like the air, as you have mentioned, the air, the water, the land, it's full of toxins. And no matter how good we try to do, it's inevitable that some are going to get in the body. And so, you know, when all these toxins came in the world, there comes an answer. And so we feel that the answer, or one of the main answers, is a far infrared sauna, because this gets the body, you know, it does three things basically. The relaxed far infrared sauna, it gets the, it's a, the far infrared energy, and the best way to describe that is when you're outside on a chilly day and the sun is real hot and you close your eyes and you feel infused with this wonderful warmth. I'm sure you've experienced that.
Sure.
And that's the best definition of explaining what far infrared energy feels like. And when you get in the relaxed far infrared sauna, it feels 20 times better than that. And but what it does is when the far infrared energy, like when you're in the sun, that it basically gets the molecules in the body, the cells in the body, to vibrate. And that vibration gets the circulation to increase. And it also increases the core temperature of the body. So when the core temperature of the body increases, that's going to mobilize the lymphatic system to say, okay, let's get moving. And so momentum of the lymphatic system being moved, the circulation increased, and the core temperature of the body, all that in the body all at once moves your chi. In other words, it gets, like what the Orientals say, it gets the chi moving, and that's the inner vitality of you as a person is strong, so strong that now you can finally say, let's go over the hump. You know, you've been taking an herbal protocol or whatever you've been doing for a long time, and it's just it's helping a little, but it's just not quite doing the trick. And when you put the fire infrared energy in there, it gives your body the energy to naturally go over the hump and get the problem taken care of.
Well, this sauna that you have is a very lightweight, very simple device compared to some of them out there. What's the difference in how this heats up and causes this molecular motion versus, say, a microwave? What's the difference in those two completely different things? A lot of people would be confused about that, I think.
I know. One person said, well, you know, I mean, we do these expos all the time, and I get all the questions you could possibly imagine, you know, and people are afraid of it because, you know, the doctors will say, well, I don't know, you better not do that. I don't know if that's safe, because they don't know any information. But the microwave energy, which we all know in the holistic health community, is not so hot. It does something, and I may not be good at it, but it rotates the molecule or something. But the far infrared energy, that's way, that's between 4 and 14 microns, and you don't get into microwave until you're at 1,000 microns. So that's around 100 times larger waves. I think they're microwaves, smaller waves than the far infrared. So it's a totally different kind of energy. It's like me shooting a ray of red light and then you shooting a ray of purple light and say, well, I was told that red light is good and purple light is bad, and I don't want to get any purple light. They're totally different. It's totally a different way of making them. I'm not an engineer, but we are able to see the Japanese government asked this Taiwan company, which makes 94% of the world's semiconductor chips. They said, can you create an energy which is similar to the energy of the hot springs in southern Japan, where warriors in ancient days would go after battle to heal?
Mm-hmm.
And it took actually 10 years to invent this chip that filters electrical energy and only allows the energy that is far infrared ray, that matches the human energy that's absorbed by the body. And that's called resonance. It's when in quantum physics, they say a particle and a wave are the same thing. They're both wavicles.
Phil, hang on just a minute. We're going to take a little break. That's Phil Wilson talking. Marty Whitkin is with me. We're talking about a wonderful device called the Far Infrared Sauna, a way to get toxins out of the body, and we're going to be talking about nutrition and how all that works together. So hang on. We'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com.